The government has recovered more than just bailout money. Yesterday, the Obama administration said it found 22 million emails that went missing when President George W. Bush was in the White House. The administration says it will restore emails from 94 specific days, including some periods of high drama in the Bush White House. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The 94 days fall between January 2003 and April 2005. They're covered in an agreement negotiated by the Obama White House with two watchdog groups, which had sued the Bush White House back in 2007. White House Special Counsel Norm Eisen says it's a good government issue.
This is part of the plan that we have in the Obama administration, really to set a new benchmark for openness and transparency in government, and very pleased to get here.
The process of archiving emails is important for preserving presidential records. Some of these emails are likely to hold inside details of bitter partisan battles. The two groups in the deal with the White House are the National Security Archive at George Washington University and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, also known as CREW. The agreement let them pick out about a month's worth of days for recovery of emails. They chose days when the Bush White House said it archived unusually small numbers of emails, even though big things were happening. For instance, on those days, Senate Democrats blocked three judicial nominees. The commission investigating the 9/11 attacks got access to Oval Office briefing documents. And the Justice Department told the White House to preserve documents for a criminal probe of the leak of CIA covert officer Valerie Plame's identity. Before anyone even asked for these emails, the White House was told by its technicians that the email archiving system was broken. It didn't tell anyone, and it didn't rush to fix things. In 2007, CREW got a tip and blew the whistle. Democrats in Congress were then chasing White House emails in yet another controversy, the firing of eight U.S. attorneys. The White House denied at first that any emails were missing. Then it said some might be lost. Democrats hit the roof. Here's Senate Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy in 2007.
That's like saying the dog ate my homework. Those emails are there. They just don't want to produce them.
The following day, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino tried to explain.
I'm not saying that anyone said that they were missing. The question is there a potential that some could have been lost? And yes, there is a potential that some could have been lost, but we don't have a definition in terms of that universe or an answer specifically on that.
There's still no specific answer. Meredith Fuchs is counsel at the National Security Archive. She says some offices in the Bush White House seem to have a bigger email problem than others.
We were shown some data that suggested there might have been a few hundred additional ones found after the restoration, up to several thousand additional ones found after the restoration.
And even when the restoration is complete, she says the results will still be iffy.
We might never really know that we've restored everything. We might never know whether anyone intentionally deleted anything. And we might never know whether we've filled in all the gaps.
The process will be painfully slow. The emails are all jumbled together. It could take a few years to sort them out. And even then, former President Bush could contest disclosures. Even harder to grasp is this. The 94 days to be examined produced a tiny fraction of potentially recoverable emails. The total is thought to surpass 22 million. Recovering everything would just cost too much. Melanie Sloan, the director of CREW, says 94 days are better than nothing.
Think about how interested we are in understanding just today what happened in the Vietnam War and how important it is to us to understand the decisions that were being made and how they reflect on our current thinking.
As the Bush administration's partisan battles gradually turn into its history. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.